USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The late Congressman Elijah Cummings is being honored by fellow Democrats at his funeral in Baltimore. Former Secretary of State and two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton called Cummings a fierce champion for truth and justice. The Justice Department has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into how the agency initiated its review of collusion allegations between Russia and the Trump administration. Republican Congressman from Texas John Ratcliffe on Fox and Friends discusses that report.
John Durham had to let Michael Horowitz finish this work, and I think when people read the Inspector General's impending report, it'll be very clear why the Durham investigation has now moved to a criminal probe, which will allow him to impanel a grand jury and bring in witnesses and ultimately perhaps bring criminal charges.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC is confirming that fentanyl is the deadliest drug in the country. A new report from the National Center for Health Statistics shows fentanyl was responsible for almost 39% of overdose deaths in 2017. That's up from 29% in 2016. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the teacher strike in Chicago that has many parents scrambling.
Chicago public school students missing day seven of classes because of a teacher's strike. Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says she's still hoping the teachers will be back at the classrooms by Monday after a pretty good day at the bargaining table yesterday.
We're still working through our conversations around some of the key issues like class size and staffing, like pay for our experienced educators, like paraprofessional pay. And then there's still lots of little details.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
At a recent event sponsored by the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, says he would not comment on the protests going on in Hong Kong because, quote, to take a position could harm our company in some form, and that would be a big mistake. Gordon Chang is author of the book The Coming Collapse of China. He joins Fox News and talks about how some companies are now implementing Communist Party policies outside of China.
Well, what we're seeing is Xi Jinping forcing companies to do things outside of China's borders. And this was most graphically illustrated about a month ago with Cathay Pacific, the airline, where it forced out the chief executive officer, the chief operating officer, the chairman of the board, and about 200 employees because of the issue of Hong Kong, what Iger was talking about. You know, we've now seen this with ESPN, which is a Disney unit, which is now showing maps of Communist Party maps instead of maps which are more coincident with reality. So what we're seeing is China trying to use its power to intimidate companies to do its bidding. And this oftentimes goes against our free marketplace of ideas.
And finally, actress Felicity Huffman was released from jail after serving 10 of her 14 days that she was sentenced to in her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.